Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The National Institute of Mental Health did a study that required more than 6 years to complete. It was said to be the most extensive piece of psychological research that has ever been conducted by this organization, or for that matter, by any organization anywhere. Their research confirmed what I have suspected for a long time, that the number one mental health disorder today is anxiety. More than 10,000 people from different walks of life were interviewed, and their responses were fed into computers and checked against criteria for some 13 different mental disorders. They concluded that one adult in eight suffers from anxiety at the present time, and that one in five is so disturbed as to require professional help in his or her lifetime. The behavioral health experts who were involved registered some surprises, that anxiety is far more troublesome than depression, as some professionals have thought. Most affected or troubled by anxiety are women, and women are more prone than men to get help. But when it comes to age categories, those under age 45, and especially young adults, are among the most troubled. The study did not embrace findings on anxiety relating to a person's religious views, but I couldn't help wondering how the anxiety barometer would register if Christians and non-Christians were separated into two categories. Would you assume that people who say they believe in prayer and say God is in control should not struggle with anxiety in the same way that an individual does who looks up in the sky and wonders, is anybody up there in control? Certainly, you respond, we who are Christians should not be troubled with anxiety as much as the non-believer. I agree with you in theory, but I honestly wonder if this statement is borne out by reality. How many Christians do you know by the smoothness of their brows? On the personal level, do you take fewer aspirins than your neighbor? When you go to bed, do you drop off to sleep with a prayer or lie awake struggling with decisions that can never be made in the middle of the night? Anxiety is a form of worry, and worry has been called the acceptable sin of the saints because it troubles so many. Perhaps you're asking yourself, I wonder if Sala ever worries about anything. And I would freely admit that on occasion, I find myself worrying about things that sap my energy, when I fully know that my concern, especially in the middle of the night, will change nothing. The first thing I do is to remind myself that God is sovereign, that He is in control. I look into the starry sky and remind myself of the words of Scripture, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. It makes my concern rather inconsequential. The second thing I do is to remind myself that prayer, not worry, changes situations. And then I earnestly ask the Lord to deal with my concern. Then, believing He has done this, I try to leave the burden at the feet of Jesus. Peter wrote, "Cast all your cares on Him, because He cares for you. Whatever is troubling you isn't worth the effort. There is a better way. Anxiety is never an acceptable sin for God's children."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.